Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the 2019 Cardinals Caravan. Prizes plus Cardinals players and alums presented by 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's 92.9 FM ESPN, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals here in Memphis. And with me is Rick Horton, the fan favorite, former left-hander for the St. Louis Cardinals. He pitched in my formative years following the team in the 80s. Rick, now part of the Cardinals Radio Network, play-by-play, color analyst, and does it for TV and radio, just all of the parts. KMOX, the Cardinals Radio Network, Fox Sports Midwest. Rick emceeing Friday here in Memphis at AutoZone Park for our leg of the Cardinals Caravan. The doors will open at 5:30, AutoZone Park. We start the proceedings at 6:30. Rick, welcome to 92.9, and thanks for coming to Memphis.
Oh, Brad, good to be with you. You bet. And, you know, you talked about your formative years being a fan of those teams in the 80s. Well, I've been a fan ever since the Cardinals drafted me, and you know, being a part of the Caravan is always a part of kind of really connecting with our fan base, and we know how strong the fan base is in the Memphis area.
We're really excited this year, particularly because for whatever reason the snow has hit south of Cape Girardeau and stopped the bus from coming our way for the last couple of years, it seems like. But this one I'm really excited about because it's a blending of past, present, and future Cardinals in a way, with yourself, obviously, the MC on Friday at AutoZone. We have Jordan Hicks, the fireballer. Let me just start with Jordan, who will be part of the autograph session for the kids and the special presentation on Friday, clocking at 105 miles an hour, and I think they're still trying to find out his role. What is his role on the staff for St. Louis, Jordan Hicks?
Well, it's a good question, Brad. And, you know, honestly, he's going to continue to pitch himself into later and later situations. And whether or not the Cardinals are thinking right now with Andrew Miller that maybe he's an eighth inning guy, or maybe they share the ninth inning, or it's situational. I think Mike Schilt has shown, and of course, fans of the Memphis Redbirds saw Mike Schilt in action for a while before Stubby Clapp. They know that he really does a good job of using all of his players in the right roles, and he's not afraid to do something unique. And so I think the role is going to develop for Jordan Hicks. But, you know, when you throw 105, you find a significant role for that guy. He was eye-popping. I mean, there are times where my shoulder hurt just watching him pitch, and maybe that's old age. But the fact is, he's a special, special talent. And I look forward to seeing him develop even more.
Yeah, I was trying to do my Rick Horton left-handed high leg kick impression in the hall before I came in to interview you, Rick, and it may be a little different than what we see from Jordan this year in St. Louis. You brought up Stubby Clapp, and by the way, we're talking to Rick Horton, who will be hosting the event with Stubby and Jordan Hicks on Friday at AutoZone Park, the Cardinals Caravan here. It is free to the public. Stubby, obviously the manager here, he's had two consecutive back-to-back PCL championships. There was murmurs that he might even get that Blue Jays job. He did not. Charlie Montoyo got it. But what is Blue Jays' loss is probably a huge win in St. Louis. Now he will be the first base coach. What is his role as a first base coach in St. Louis moving on from Memphis?
Well, it's well-deserved promotion, although, you know, in some ways, you know, when you're in the player development world, of course, everybody wants to be in the big leagues. But what Stubby has done the last couple years, you know, as the AAA manager, is as important as any job in the coaching job that the Cardinals have had in the system, getting guys ready to be big leaguers. So, you know, he's done a phenomenal job at that. Last year, the Cardinals had so many good young players. Austin Gomber is one of those guys that'll be in Memphis this weekend. He's part of that mix, and so many others, Flaherty, Bader, et cetera. And, you know, Stubby Clapp deserves credit for that. Now, I think his role in the big league level as the first base coach is going to be to keep having a relationship with these developing players, mm-hmm. because he's obviously got a voice with them, and his voice with them was enough to make them winners in AAA, and you want to now translate that to winning in the big league.
The great Rick Horton is on with us here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's the MC Friday at AutoZone Park for the Cardinals Caravan. And the big get beyond the developmental pieces is Paul Goldschmidt. Is this the most exciting development going into the season for us?
Oh, no question about it. You know, when the Cardinals got Ozuna last year, we were excited about that because we thought, well, we got some thump in the middle of the lineup. That was kind of the buzzword. Well, we got some really big thump now because Goldschmidt is a perennial all-star. He's a gold glove first baseman, and he is an MVP candidate every year. So, you know, how long the Cardinals will have him, that's a question. But, you know, at this point, I'm just worried about 2019 and the Cardinals kind of getting back in the hunt with the Cubs and the Brewers, who clearly have gotten better. There's no question about that. So you want to keep up with the Joneses, you better get somebody that can compete at that level. And Goldschmidt will make Ozuna better, he'll make Carpenter better, and he'll make the defense better on the infield. Errant throws will be handled by him at first. And so I am thrilled that the Cardinals got him. You know, I don't know whether they're done, whether they'll add a reliever or not before you know, spring training is over, but that was a huge, huge get.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited to see that because it's been a while since we've had, I guess, what we'll call the lock first baseman for St. Louis. You know, a sort of a by committee moving people around when somebody get injured. You had Carpenter over there, so it seems to make a lot of sense. We're talking to Rick Horton from St. Louis here with the Cardinals Radio Network. He'll be here Friday for the Cardinals Caravan. You mentioned the Brewers. They obviously were a pretty big surprise to some, I guess, going into 2018 and what they accomplished. But Vegas, I guess, is looking at the Dodgers and the Cubs and still sort of dismissing them, it seems like, looking at the odds. They have the Cardinals ahead of the Braves and Nationals. Is that about right to you? I guess maybe you rate the Brewers a little higher in the pecking order there.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, the Brewers, you kind of had everything working last year, but the main part of what was working was their bullpen. And I think people tend to underestimate the bullpen. You always kind of go to that, well, this guy hit 30 home runs, and this guy hit, well, I mean, that's a big deal, of course, but if the other team's guy hit 25 home runs, that's not necessarily a big separator, because, you know, outfielders are going to produce basically in all of baseball, so you just want to kind of keep up there, but and a lot of the middle of the lineup guys are going to be producers on any team. It doesn't matter what team you're talking about, but kind of the separator seems to be what happens in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning when starters no longer go more than five. Are those guys lights out or not? And the Milwaukee Brewers last year were lights out squared. And so, I mean, I guess the question would be, you know, can Josh Hader repeat that, and Jeffress and all those guys, can they be the same type pitchers in 2019? And that, of course, remains to be seen. But I would not count out the Brewers. I think they are they're right up there with, and I would say the Cardinals have kind of inched closer. They've gone up a couple rungs on the ladder to be right up there to be able to compete. And I think the Cardinals' last rankings, I saw sixth in the power rankings in MLB, and I think that's appropriate.
Okay. And then you brought up the closer role. Is Andrew Miller, I guess, is the firm closer for this team now?
Well, he could be, and I think I wouldn't put it past Mike Schilt to do some lefty-righty things. And so, you know, here's the other thing I think we're getting wise to. It's very difficult to win if you have one closer.
Right.
I mean, you almost have to have two. And to call them closers, kind of maybe that, you know, is kind of an oxymoron to have two of them. It's like, who's the guy at the end? Well, there's two guys. But here's the point, and I think the Cardinals dealt with this a number of years ago. Trevor Rosenthal was the closer, and the Cardinals got off to like a 10-1 start. Well, he was pitching every day, for goodness sakes. And, you know, you in baseball, you can't do that. Starters, again, not going more than five. And if you're going to win a whole bunch of games in a row, you better have somebody else closing out games along with your main guy.
That's interesting. That has changed a lot, it seems, in the last 10 years. From the time they had Jason Isringhaus until now through Trevor Rosenthal, it has sort of morphed, hasn't it, that particular spot. And then finally, but I know you're a busy guy, so just a couple more things before we wrap up and talk a little bit more about the caravan. What are you most excited about heading into spring training for the Cardinals?
I'm most excited about the Cardinals lineup addition of Goldschmidt. I think you know, we already talked about him, but I think it's not just on the offensive side, it's on the defensive side. I think with Goldschmidt and Wong on the right side of the infield, you're going to have as good a defensive right side of the infield as you're going to find in the National League. And you go over to shortstop, DeYoung is a good shortstop. Bader's in a very good center fielder.
Yeah.
Molina's not too bad behind the plate. So you've got a really good defense up the middle, and that's Cardinal brand baseball. But, you know, Brad, you've been, as you say, been following the Cardinals a long time.
Yep.
When the Cardinals win, they catch the ball. And I know people underestimate defense all the time. You start, you want home runs, you don't care about strikeouts, you want your pitcher to strike out guys. Well, I want our pitchers to get guys out. I don't care about strikeouts quite so much unless there's bases loaded and nobody out. But I certainly want the defense to be able to catch the ball. And, you know, I think that's a separator. And so, you know, I'm excited about that. I will say, if I can add a 1B to that, that, you know, the Cardinals' starting rotation is going to be strong again. You know, it's just excited to watch, you know, Flaherty come back again. Alex Reyes, hopefully helpful.
Yeah, knock on wood, right.
Healthy. Yeah, that's a big question right now. But he's got such a huge upside.
Yeah, and I read something the other day that suggested that the Cardinals have five number one starters. I don't know if I'd go that far, but...
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't either.
It's in a perfect world, everybody's healthy all the time and all works out the way you want it. We know that's not necessarily the case, so you have to make accommodations otherwise if something does happen, God forbid. But, man, I appreciate you coming on with us. It's going to be a fun time on Friday. Rick Horton with us on the phone. And just to wrap up, Friday's events includes a really nice lineup here. You got yourself emceeing, Jordan Hicks, Tyler O'Neill, Austin Gomber, a terrific young player, Adolis Garcia, who I have not seen much of, but we're familiar with here in the minor leagues, and then of course Cardinals alums like Jason Mott, who's been part of the Memphis Tigers coaching staff here in Memphis in his later years and retiring, and then Stubby Clapp will be back. So should be a fun time, Rick. You've got all the details on the Cardinals site at cardinals.com, and we've got them on ours as well at 929ESPN.com. But do you have some surprises in your bag of Rick Horton tricks? Maybe you can show them the difference between your windup versus Jordan Hicks while we're there. I don't know.
Well, I think the I think it's pretty clear the difference in the result. I don't know about the windup, but right. I know what happens at the end.
Yeah,
and
we'll get a radar out, maybe. Yeah,
and that's not even age talking. I mean, I can go back to my prime, and I'm still 20 miles an hour slower than Hicks. But these guys, what I think is great about this, and for folks that have shown up for the caravan before, the players are very connected to the fans. You're gonna find out about them personally. You're gonna get to know Tyler O'Neill better, Adolis Garcia better. My hope on this trip is that I get a chance to go work out with Tyler O'Neill and maybe show him a thing.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
stronger and maybe learn a little
powerlifting.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! And learn a little Spanish from Garcia, who, by the way, is pretty well put together too. He is a monster as well in terms of his strength. So you know, it'll be interesting. You got some real physical specimens in Hicks, O'Neill and Garcia, on this one trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna have fun together. It's always a fun time, and it's always great to, in the middle of the winter, to be talking Cardinal baseball.
Well, Rick, we look forward to seeing you in person on Friday, and I appreciate you carving out some time to talk with us. And again, the details are all at cardinals.com/caravan and at 929ESPN.com. Should be a fun. It's a free event to get in. They'll have concession stands, of course, but special presentation at 6:30 on Friday at AutoZone Park downtown. Prizes, like I said, autographs for the kids, which is special to meet somebody like Jordan Hicks and get an autograph. I'm going to bring my 10-year-old. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, enjoy it, and if folks come on out, you'll be glad you did. And Brad, always good to visit with you.
Yeah, thank you, Rick.
You bet.
The great Rick Horton on 92.9 FM ESPN, and again, all the details at 929ESPN.com for the Cardinals Caravan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.